Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It is another episode of Dadcast, and I am JP. That guy is Nick Martin. Hello, Nick.
Dude, I'm good. You didn't even ask me how I was.
It's been a while. We're a little bit out of practice, right?
We got to get some practice going.
It's you know, over 100 episodes in, and here we are on location with a local friend, and we're assuming father. We'll get to him shortly, but it's been literally months since we've been on location.
Yeah, it's, man, probably it's like 6 months.
Yeah, give or take. Yeah. So today, if you can see behind me, we are at Tandem. Is it Tandem Home Furniture?
No. Just
Tandem Home, your partner in furniture with Mr. Dan Shaddix, the man, the myth. He's the owner. He's a friend of ours. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. This has become a bucket list thing to be here talking with you guys.
And really?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yep. Oh, we appreciate that.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll see how your opinion is once we're done, though.
Okay. He's going to be like, fuck, I wish Joe Rogan showed up.
So we are in the beautiful, brand new location here in Medford, Southern Oregon, Tandem Home. First off, congratulations, man. This place is beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
So tell me about this place real quick before I get into the nitty gritty of being a dad.
Yeah, this is 26 years in the making. I've been in the business that long, and it's always been the dream. The final destination of my career has been to own a furniture store. And so we toured this building back in late May of 2022 when it was still D&S Harley. They were in here temporarily before they opened their new facility, and it just was perfectly suited to what we were trying to do. And we were able to sign the lease and get going and find some excellent supplier partners and rounded up a few key people to run this business with us. And here we are today. So it's a pretty incredible thing. It's like a dream come true. It hasn't even really sunk in yet.
Yeah, dude, I'm excited for you. Like I said, this place is gorgeous.
It's awesome.
And I'm also really, really stoked. I mean, when Nick told us that you were going to partner with us and I had my choice of any couch out here before we left, I thought that was just, wow.
It's not easy getting JP to go on location.
So that wasn't true is what you're saying?
No, I totally made that up. I had to get you out of the house.
Yeah, where's Joe Rogan?
Dan, I got hoodwinked.
I'm sure we can work something out.
Now, maybe I'll just take a glass of water.
Okay.
We'll call it even. All right, man, so the rite of passage, you've been watching the show. Yeah. You know what's coming. The first question that we truly ask on here that is of real importance is, are you a dad?
I am a dad.
Talk to us about that journey, man. How many names?
Yeah.
Have they won any awards? All the good stuff.
I've been a dad for 19 years. I've got a 19-year-old daughter. I've got a 7-year-old daughter, and I've got a 5-year-old son.
Wow, so there's got a big gap there.
Yeah. We got back on the horse recently. And although, I mean, each one was not a planned adventure, but it's been the best thing that's happened to us each and every time. And so very grateful for them, and they make life important. So
19, 7, and 5. So, wow, you got a 12-year gap between, was my math right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And 12 years in, you forget everything that you did before. And it's even between my daughter, who's 7 and 5-year-old son, any lesson we thought we learned that we could use and apply, it doesn't apply.
Is that true, Nick?
Oh, dude, 100%. I was like, 2 years. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, why?
Right.
Dan, are you currently in your 19-year-old daughter? Is she still in? Did you ever enter the, they don't like you, they want the separation? Because I've noticed it's about 13 to 22, 23.
Sure.
Are you in the midst of that right now, and is it going very well?
Well, we're coming out of the backside of not being a big hero and fan anymore for Kaylee. She's our 19-year-old. And, you know, I came into her life when she was 14 months old. So she's my stepdaughter, and it was an amazing journey with her. And yeah, I mean, things tend to go off the rails a little bit, and you, especially without practice, I think you try a little bit too hard to be an authority. And so I made some missteps, and I vowed not to make those same mistakes again this time.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if I'm doing a great job at that. Certainly being purposely present with them and trying to be more understanding, but I think you just need to show love. And so we're doing as much of that as we can, of course. And it's its own reward.
It's hard though, ain't it?
Man? It is. Yeah.
This just, I mean, I was telling Nick, he got to witness it firsthand.
I wish you would have FaceTimed yesterday. Me. That would have been awesome.
My son, he's 12. He'll be 13 in August. I know we are on the threshold of the big P word.
Yeah.
His demeanor, his attitude, his everything has changed. And the biggest, and I'm sorry, son, this is Dadcast. This is where we get together with other dads to talk about being dads, our problems, our triumphs, and how to get through them. So I'm sorry I'm throwing you under the bus. You'll appreciate this one day. His biggest thing right now is accepting accountability, big or small, and being responsible for those actions.
Yeah.
And getting him to understand, and he's a good kid. He's always been a really good kid, never, you know, misbehaved more than an average kid. But I'll tell you what, the past couple of months, and it's getting worse and worse every single day. It doesn't matter what it is. I could catch him in a bold-faced lie, like literally watch him when he's not seeing me do something that isn't right.
Yeah.
And then call him on it, and he's like, I didn't do it.
Yeah, right. That wasn't like, me.
It's like, what are you talking about, kid? And the struggle right now is trying to get him to learn and take accountability for it, that it's going to make you a better man. It's going to make you a great dad. It's all these things. You don't want to lie your way through life. And trying to navigate that right now is my biggest problem.
Sure.
So any advice, gentlemen?
No.
The honesty thing is probably the most important daily thing I'm trying to instill in my kids. I tell them all the time and nearly every day, that the truth is going to help me a lot more, and you're not going to get in trouble for the truth. Where, right. You know, no matter how bad the thing is that you're scared to tell me, I need to know those things, and it's okay as long as you're telling the truth, I'll forgive you.
Right. No matter what the horrible thing that you think in your head is, the truth is way, because the lie just you're starting off on the wrong foot. Yeah. Now I'm already angry on top of what you did to begin with. And
right. Yeah. It's hard to earn trust back for sure.
It is a struggle. Yeah. It is. I got a shirt somewhere that says it's the hardest job you'll ever love.
Yeah.
And we are in the throes of it. And that's not even in to talk about my little baby girl who's starting to show flashes of that independence.
Ooh,
Avery's, it's little flashes. It's more so with mom.
Ooh,
but nice. It's God help me.
Yeah.
God help us all.
Yeah.
Just getting through this. So take us back, man. 7 years ago, since you weren't there for the birth, I'm assuming, of your oldest daughter.
Right.
Emotions. When you found out you were going to be a dad.
Yeah.
That time.
Yeah.
Can you recall that day?
Not as well as the third time around. So I have very faint memories of when I found out that Chrissy was pregnant with Breland, my daughter. But on her second Christmas, she came running down the hall with a shirt that read, graduating to Big Sister 2017.
And was that when you found out?
That's when I found out that my son, that she was pregnant with my son. So that is a very vivid memory on Christmas Day, which was, you know, it was a lot of fun. That's a cool way to find out that you're gonna be a dad again.
Mm-hmm. Was your reaction good for the wife?
You have to ask her.
Okay.
My memory is just perfect. It's amazing. I did an amazing job to make
because on my third, my lady did pretty much the same thing. She wrapped a present with two itty bitty bitty pink shoes and the picture.
The sonogram?
Is that what it's called?
Maybe. The ultrasound.
Ultrasound. You just had a baby. How can you not know these things?
I haven't slept in 4 weeks.
So. We're going to touch on that here in a minute.
It's awful.
Right.
So that gift was the ultrasound picture and two shoes. And
that's
pink.
Cool.
And she was all excited, had a camera set up and the phone. And I'm like, all right, what's going on here? And I open it up and I was just, you know, wide-eyed. It was not the reaction she was hoping for.
Sure.
Now, don't get me wrong. I was very, very excited and happy about it. But that initial reaction, I'm still hearing about that one. Were you in the room for any of the births of your children?
Both. Yeah.
Okay. How was that for you?
That was intense. When Breland was born, we had
prefer it being a hospital, but that's cool.
Well, yeah, we had a full room. We had brothers and sisters and her mom and dad and
yeah, family gatherings.
It was kind of crazy. Yeah. Yeah. So you're on display, you know, so it was, but it's hard not to focus on anything but the fact that you're about to be a dad, you know? And so, but that was a long, that first night when the whole family was there, it was a long night because it was three more days until Breland was born. So it was a very lengthy labor. And that sticks with me as a pretty solid memory. By day three, I was trying to hang in there, but I'm taking naps in between. So I'm feeling like a big failure when she's just laying there, you know? And so,
This is the part of the show where I lean back and let you two take over and talk.
So real quick though, it's following someone else. I don't.
Well, that's just weird.
Yeah. It doesn't like me. That's cool. Whatever. Yeah, no, for mine, this time we decided nobody in the room. It just us. Mm-hmm. So it was like really, really cool. Because like my other kids, it was like all family. So weird. It's like, man, like this is kind of a special thing. And
sure, yeah.
So yeah, the last two, it's like, okay, it's just going to be me and the wife. That's it. And then like as the baby's coming out, I'm like, ooh, maybe I should have like the mother-in-law or something because this is a lot to handle. So,
sure, a little bit of help.
Yeah, so with Sophie, we let her mom come in and like right at the end, we're like, hey, come on up and help out a little bit. And
yeah.
So
yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. So did she have a C-section this time? Or?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Nope. Natural birth.
Just natural. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Epidural.
Yeah.
See, I know all these things. I'm like, oh, did she?
I know. Yeah. 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 No, she was like going to be all tough and be like, no, I don't want the epidural. I'm like, babe, you want the epidural.
Yeah.
You're not nice when you don't have the epidural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she got the epidural and then they accidentally put a hole in her spine. So she had like a little leak going on for a while. And the next day after the baby was born, I'm hanging out and all of a sudden all these doctors come in and I'm like, what the hell's going on? They kick me and the baby out in the hall. And in the hospital, you can't pick the baby up in the hall. So I'm like standing there with the baby in a little bassinet, screaming baby. All these nurses are like, what a bad dad.
Like, yeah.
There's signs. I can't pick the baby. What am I supposed to do?
That's wild.
So they're doing the blood patch on the wife. And then she couldn't help out with anything for like 24 hours because you can't move. And
yeah.
So that the first day and a half was really rough.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got to share, when Breland was born, she was on a Mercy flight that same day up to Portland. She was born with cystic fibrosis, and they didn't know that until, you know, she was born and they could do an ultrasound and see mm-hmm. she had a blockage in her lower intestine.
Oh, man.
So that was just an intense thing after being, you know, mostly awake for 3-4 days. And then for that, and then you're faced with all these decisions. Mm-hmm. Do you go on the flight? Do you stay with your wife? Do you, you know, who's going to do what? That was a whirlwind of just a unique experience.
Right. And
I share it more for any dads that want to reach out to me at Tandem Home that have, a child that's been, you know, born with cystic fibrosis. I've got a lot of experience there and I'd love to, you know, chat with you guys and help out if I can. So,
yeah,
there you go.
So what happened? Did you go on the flight or did you?
I didn't. I mean, okay. I had to stay with Chrissy so she could be discharged. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I've shared that story, you know, you get some judgment, you know, mm-hmm. You know, why didn't you go? There was nothing I could do on that flight for Dude, Breland, you
yeah,
know?
It's such a hard decision too. You're like
yeah.
my 2-year-old ended up in the NICU and it was like, it was right in the middle of COVID. So I couldn't go. And so we had to make a decision. Do I go or does she go?
Yeah.
And so it was, yeah, it's, you got to
yep.
just kind of go with the flow and
yeah, we just kind of
hope you make the right decision.
And yeah. Yeah. I think it was because then I was able to get her discharged, get in the mm-hmm. car and go up and be yeah. together up there, you know? So we needed each other as much as she needed us and we right. needed all, you know, us all together. So, yeah. Yep.
So both of you starting out the journey and with one of your children rough.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Yeah.
Everything good now?
Oh, everything's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. I just saw the kids. I've known Dan for what, 20 something years?
Yep.
And like I knew Dan before kids.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Did you know Different Nick guy. Before kids?
I did.
You, yeah.
Well, no, did I?
No, you didn't. I had one when yeah. we first met.
Okay.
I
never, you know, I'd go to your house and there's always toys and kids yeah. everywhere. So I thought you were running a daycare there.
Oh, daycare, yeah.
Speaking of the tandem daycare room right here.
Yeah, there you go.
Saying.
Not a bad idea. This is going to be the kid, teen, and dad cave. So we're going to get theater seating set up in here and a little
Sweet.
Little low table with the wooden trains, you know, and maybe some video games in here. So,
nice.
Yeah.
I'm in.
But, yeah, right. To answer your question, we were different guys back then.
It was, yeah.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Different
yeah.
how?
There's a lot of Jägermeister involved.
Who was Dan Shattuck's pre-dad?
Yeah, I grew up in Chico. It was a party town. I was in a fraternity. And
Paradise
so I,
Apartments.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hello.
I spent some time or two in Chico.
Yeah.
Is the Paradise Apartments where the... So my buddy went there, and I was a senior. He was graduated 2 years prior to me. So I'm literally going as a senior in high school and partying in Chico, and I thought I was all at because I'm a senior, and nope. Nope, I get there and see, nope, I didn't even understand what the definition of what a party was until I got there. But there's a group of apartments. They're all scattered about, you know, buildings with trees and grass in the center. Is that the paradise? Because that's the only thing I remember.
Yeah.
But it was a huge place where a lot of students lived.
There is a lot of apartment complexes just like that. Okay. There was a place pretty famous called The Zoo, and it was like that. It had a pool in the center and probably, you know, 250 different apartments just surrounding that. And that place would just get completely packed, you know, yeah. And there was no movement. There was no cars. You don't get in or out. You're just either there or you're not.
Enough said. He went to Chico. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you survived that.
Somehow.
What was your major?
Guardian Angels. Partying.
Advanced sandbox.
I left after the first year and I went to Southern California to work for my uncle's furniture store. And so that's where my whole journey began with furniture.
Right.
I had so much fun doing that. And it was so rewarding, satisfying, working with people, made a good living. And it just never needed to be anything more than that. So it stuck me into the industry and I love it.
Here we are. Yep. And what's your son's name?
Camden.
Is Camden going to take over the reins as furniture guy one day? Or,
you know, both my kids are just huge promoters of the business. They always want the business cards. If you go back and you pick them up from my school or from their school, all the teachers will tell you, oh, so Tandem Home. So they tell the story. They're out there broadcasting for us. They're huge, huge supporters.
Now, obviously, we won't name your competitors in the Valley here, but there's two that I can think of right now that have such good quality, unique, witty commercials that you see on TV.
Right.
Have you thought about entering in the foray of advertising?
Oh, sure.
I'm not trying to sell you.
Only
here, by
if
the
you
way.
Use your hands.
Right? Because I use my hands a lot. For the record, I do. We need to come up with something that is on par or better, or even as
agree.
Like slash makes fun of in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I know you've got a daughter, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and a son, incorporate them because everyone loves a family. I don't know, just thoughts to come out loud when I'm doing a podcast, but
I love
be
it.
Good.
That
yeah. You got to be careful though. Like the furniture game here is weird. The owners are very, very cutthroat. And like, if you step on their toes, even like jokingly or like not thinking you're doing something wrong,
right,
it could be the end of the world for you.
Yeah.
I think that's with any business around here. I've become to see.
It's really, yeah. It's really strange. Like nobody wants to work together. Yeah. Like everybody wants to work against each other.
I've always found that to be a weird thing. And not just in this area, this market, everywhere I've ever been, it's always been a competition thing where there can't be a network of friends in the same type of business, where I think that'd be just like, that's my utopia. I don't focus too much on anything but our store experience and our guests and our products and how it looks and how it feels, because I think when it's genuine and we're coming across that way, that's the magic that people want to be a part of. And so I do have 1,000 ideas for commercials. I think probably 995 are dumb, but we'll go with the five, you know, try them all out. And if the five stick, then I'm going to just continue on with that path.
There you go. Well, if you need a guy to help film it at no cost.
Oh man, done.
I'll take care of you.
Well, there's your couch.
See, you read my mind. All right, that one. Okay, anywho, I wish y'all could see. I mean, maybe we'll do a tour when we're done here. In fact, I'm going to take that camera right there when we're done this podcast, and I'm going to do a quick sweep of this store.
Oh, I'd love that.
Because, you know, we get lots of views, and, you know, I doubt some guy in Japan's going to fly all the way out here by a couch, but
you never know.
On the local peeps who love us and love this show, Tandem Home, man, you got to come check it out. It's located in basically like Fred Meyer South parking lot right next to the rink. Cross street from the
Subway, Pizza Hut.
But the breakfast place.
There's a breakfast place?
Oh, yeah. IHOP's right there.
No. The Elmer's is opening up
Elmer's
right over
is
here.
Opening
really?
Yeah.
That's still not the one I'm looking for, but with the big shop in it. It's right there. I'm looking right at it.
Oh, Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel. Oh, yeah. In that area. Okay.
Sorry.
That took way too much time.
Place? I thought it was like a comfort food, like soup and salad.
It could be.
It's Southern cooking.
Cracker Barrel is not a sponsor, but we'd love you.
We love food, so there's that.
Fried okra.
What has been for you, Dan, if you can even come up with something, if you were to, you know, pinpoint one thing that's been most difficult for you when it comes to being a dad in your journey so far, what is it?
Well, so the fact that my kids still think I'm a superhero and that they believe in me more than probably I believe in myself, keeping up with that expectation, that's probably the most challenging thing. But it's also the best part of being a dad for me because it keeps me up to whatever standard they're setting for me. So when I get up in the morning, if I decide to be, you know, if I decide to go work out or if I decide to be a lazy bum, I go work out for them, you know? And so that would probably be the biggest challenge, is just meeting their expectations.
All right.
Well, yeah.
You know, he comes home wearing tights every day and a cape. That would be hard to keep up with, you know?
Yeah. When I was working for one of the best furniture stores.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
In the area for the last, you know, 16 years, and you know, I was the manager there, and so they got to come with me after hours, and I'd unlock the store, and we'd run around in there, and they just thought it was the coolest thing. They knew I was the boss, and so they put me on a pedestal, and they just looked up to me, you know. And then I hadn't been working for the last 9 months, just putting this business together, mm-hmm. and so I think I lost a lot of what they really saw great in me. And you know, the first day that I got the keys, there's a video on our Facebook page of Key Day, and so I let them turn the keys and run inside, and just the craziness in their voice and how excited they were to be running through a store again. I mean, that was, for me, it was one of the biggest days I've had in recent memory. So,
damn, that's
awesome.
You know, I guess that answers my second question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Now, flip side, that's the tough part. What's been the best part of being a dad for you?
Well, I'm the morning parent. And so,
ditto.
Yeah, I love to see them come down the hall, and they love to see me because I always act surprised and completely thrilled that they're there again that next morning. And so that whole routine that we have, they don't see it as a routine. They're just like, "There's our dad," you know. He loves us, and he's again excited to see us. That's the best part of my day.
That's awesome. Yeah. Right. I love it,
Nick.
Yeah,
I'm putting you on the spot. Ask a question.
Ask a question. Oh man.
It's easy. Paper or plastic?
Do we get to choose TV? Plastic anymore?
No, you don't get to choose anything anymore.
Yeah.
Everything's chosen for us.
It's evolving there.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, no, I was just thinking back on all the crazy stuff we did. I remember one night at that same
furniture
store.
Story time with Dadcast.
Here we go.
With some Jägermeister, and then I lost my job the next day.
What happened that night?
I drink.
Was this one of those naked in the field waking up?
No, so like drinking used to be okay at the stores back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And we forgot to lock the doors. Somebody's friends came in and wanted to buy some furniture, and I was like, hey, let's go sell some furniture.
Yeah.
And I was a little rosy cheeked and smelling like Jägermeister. And
after hours?
It was right there at.
It was right on the cusp.
Is 5:30 after 6?
Yeah, I don't know. We were like 5 bottles of Jaeger in.
5:30 p.m. definitely after 6 a.m.
Yeah,
that's true. I remember coming back and, sorry, Nick, we're going to have to let you go.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah.
That was a sad day.
I'm like, well, but everybody was. I just chose to help the customer.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you being the scapegoat there.
Yeah. you can't be working shit face, man.
No, well, I wasn't that bad. I mean, I could barely walk down the stairs, but I wasn't that bad. It was that bad.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to ask Dan about any stories that will incriminate him as a upstanding business owner.
That's right. I've never
in
done
Southern
done
Oregon
anything wrong.
It's Dan has like gotten me out of trouble so many times. Like,
yeah.
It's been crazy. Like good times.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. A lot of good memories.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Nick. I'm about to ask controversial questions.
Let's do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm not sure I want to do that. We don't need controversy here, but sometimes we do. Okay, I'll make it broad. No funny jokes there. Dan, we're shifting away from Dad for just a moment.
Okay.
And I'm curious, in making this very broad for you, broad strokes, so we don't have to get You'll see. How do you feel about the state of our glorious United States right now?
Yo.
I don't mean
here's
who
what
our president is. I don't mean
sure.
Who, just the way society and everything is. What's your take?
I'm actually pretty positive about things because I think there's a lot that's now on the table for people to see. I think we're on a swing to the positive. Because
God,
I think
so.
Well, I think awareness is important, you know, and the fact that it's all out there and you can start to make decisions. And I think we're starting to group together as one unified against some crazy concepts and ideas. I really feel that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I totally disagree.
You do?
Yeah. I don't know. I think COVID ruined us. I think it divided us so much and like it brought out so much anger, and we're still seeing that anger of just people hating people for
no good reason.
Yeah, no good reason.
For sure.
You choose to wear a mask in the store still to this day.
Yeah.
Like, cool. It's your business. Do what you do. You.
Yeah.
I hate people that are rude about it.
Yeah.
Like, just, it bothers me.
But now they're, I mean, you can see them now. Now they're, yeah. It's so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not seeing things for the first time anymore.
Right.
You know, I think there's just a better awareness than there was a year ago. And I think with that awareness, I think we're going to improve.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'd like to bring up something very sad, too, for you guys. Today is Monday. It is a Monday.
Yeah.
It is a day after the first Sunday with no football in 2023.
I love it.
Spring training's coming, though. So.
Yeah.
Pitchers and catchers have That's reported. Right. Are you a sports fan?
I'm not a football fan.
Are you a sports fan? I am a sports fan.
So yeah.
What's your go-to sport?
So I love tennis.
Okay. You would love our friend Bill Ryder. He's a morning talk show host. He has a radio show called Ryder Than You on CBS Sports Radio. He's really, really good at tennis.
Okay.
And he's one of the only DJs who has a radio show that sports talk that I hear him talk about tennis more than he should, I think.
Okay.
Or more than anyone else really does. But that's cool, man. Tennis, yeah. I dig it. I'm a ping pong guru.
I love ping. I can play ping pong. I cannot play tennis. I'm all
about that Wii tennis.
That's pretty good, too. Yeah. No, I like any sport that there's action nonstop. So basketball's getting pretty close. There's still a lot of breaks in basketball. But football, I just don't have the patience to sit there and watch. Baseball is like, oh my God, help me.
I love baseball. Like, I love going to the games. I could sit there all day.
Yeah.
You heard there. Oh, man, here we go. We're transitioning into sports talk. I can dig it. So I listen to sports talk radio all the time. And my kids, just when we're in the car, can you please put on music? But that's another story for another time.
Music was good, yes.
They are implementing new rules and trying out some crazy rules in the minor leagues right now. Example, they are incorporating, I hear, robotic for the pitches. So there'll be an ump back there, but it's going to be like accurate now.
Okay.
And the time it takes when you're going up to bat, I think there's like a play clock now they have to abide by. So the games are going to be much more fast paced for the fan.
Sweet.
An average of a 3.5 hour baseball game. They said would be about 2 hours, 45 minutes. So they're decreasing the amount of time. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. But you know, I'm excited.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's, you know, I'm always applied. If it's not broke, you know, no need to fix it. But that was broke. Sometimes it takes too long.
Right. So I'm going to go off the rails, jump back into controversy.
Oh, okay.
Spy balloons. What's your take?
Okay.
We've shot down five.
Okay. Of the five, three of them, I believe, and don't quote me, okay? This isn't fact here on Dadcast, but I've read, and everything on the internet is true.
That's right.
That a couple of them were actual like drone / balloon that they're like being tested by businesses. They literally called the FBI and were like, yeah, so that was our balloon and you shot it down and you spent $18 million in gas to get that plane up there to fire it away.
That's what
And everyone is, you know, there's our legitimate, that one that we read was legitimate.
The first one.
But all the other ones they're reporting, I hear, are just, you know.
Well, I read
some kid with a drone, you know, doing a experiment.
Yeah.
I read that too. It didn't have like any functional flying stuff. They just were there.
Okay. Are we talking aliens?
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's talk about aliens.
I'm thinking Rogan is onto something here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, man?
I don't know. It's just kind of strange. It's like, you know, why do we have a Chinese spy craft flying over America for a week before we shoot it down? And then all of a sudden there's other ones.
Sure. Yeah.
I saw something very interesting when it came to aliens recently. and it goes against, it's the other side of the argument for me. I've always applied myself to I'll tell you right off the bat, I am not a religious man. I'm a spiritual guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't not believe, but I don't necessarily believe. I believe in the fact that I don't know. And if you tell me you do know, you don't. I'm sorry. No one's going to convince me, but it's neither here nor there. When it comes to aliens, I've always thought it would be very naive of me to think that we are alone here in this gigantic thing called life in space.
Right.
With all it's mind-blowing, and it hurts the brain to think about how big everything out there is. So it would be naive to think that there isn't.
Agreed.
Then I saw this article, and I can't get down to the nitty-gritty of it. I wish I remembered and I could explain it very well, but it basically, guy described it that if there was other life out there, it would take too long for them to show up here, even with like crazy technology and light speed type things. We're talking millions of years. It'd be a waste of their time. And if they had the age of the universe, they would have already showed up multiple times by now. And because it hasn't happened yet, he believes that we are just this anomaly of perfect conditions that spawned life.
Yeah.
I read it and went, oh, it hurts to think.
But there has been proof, though, of alien life form throughout the years.
They proof. Found, man-made proof.
Is it, though?
Again, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I just hope they're cool. And, you know.
Exactly.
Dude, give us a cool new Xbox. That would be right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a cure for cancer.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, a book on how to get along.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, why are we fighting over land and religion? Man, we're getting crazy. Dan Shattuck, before I walked in today, I did not believe we'd be talking about aliens, religion, politics, or anything. And it's all my fault. I apologize. No. Hope you're having a good time today.
I think it's fascinating. I watch Ancient Aliens, and I'm a believer. I love it.
Yeah. I believe in Bigfoot.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I'm right there with our buddy.
Do we need to call?
That one's hard to,
I don't know. I almost went out to his talk.
Yeah.
In Cave Junction, because it's apparently he's got
proof. Greg. It's okay. You could mention his name.
I wanted to go to his talk and see Greg talk about Bigfoot and hear about how it came up behind him and breathed on his neck and caressed him and whatever else happened.
I don't think the caressing happened. I'm sorry, Greg.
I like to think it did.
Okay.
But anyway, if I were there, it would have happened.
Yes. Well, you look like Bigfoot. Actually, you're Littlefoot, but that's...
Yeah, I'm like a midget foot.
Yes.
So, and yes, I believe there is Bigfoot. I believe that they're out there.
This guy right here, I'm gonna take you back when we're done here to episode two.
Okay.
Episode two with Greg Roberts, a friend of ours who runs RogueWeather.com. He's a big believer, yada, yada. Nick, you do not believe then. You did not believe then, and I have outtakes to prove it.
But, you know, following him along for the last 2 years, I'm starting to believe a little bit more. Kind of like this much.
Bigfoot, aliens. Let's get back to dads.
Okay.
Let's get back on dad
I'm
doc.
Sure Bigfoots make babies.
Where are they then?
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. There's no Bigfoot.
I hate you guys. There's no Dadcast now.
Oh, well, there definitely is that, and I can prove it. Hundreds of times over.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Man-made proof.
My daughter is 9 years old, Dan. She'll be 10 in May. She's in fourth grade. And it is Monday. I haven't seen her since Friday. That may be strange sounding for a little girl. I've seen her through FaceTime, et cetera, but all she wants to do is stay the night at friend's house. Every weekend, anywhere she can be where it's not at home. And she doesn't make it sound like that. Home is not a bad place. Home is a great place.
Oh, I'm sure.
She just really likes to hang out with friends. And I'm having problems with it because I only get so many weekends in our lifetime, and this is now three consecutive. And I figured with a three-day weekend, I'd at least get her last night.
I want your life.
You know? And she lives at home, by the way. We don't share kids. This is This is you want my life?
I do.
You want them gone?
I haven't slept in 4 weeks.
You'll get over it. Remember how short of a period of time this is.
She is super cute. Like,
I haven't even met her yet.
I know. Like, we were going to bring her down, but then my Danielle's sister showed up and from Arkansas, so that was
all right. A
whole ordeal.
This week. But yeah, actually, you'll get the sleep,
you'll meet her at the Hive.
And just, you know, again, cherish them, man.
Yeah.
I'm
But then they
she's
turn.
She's not even gone. I'm not even out of town. I haven't seen my girls.
Then they turn
Friday.
Two and they start talking back.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember when the terrible twos end. Or if they end.
Yeah, we had interesting threes more than terrible twos. And ooh. Yeah, but I remember I couldn't wait until Cam could talk because Breland was really just, mm-hmm. you know, talking to us all the time. And it was great, you know, fine, whatever. But we just were excited for her to have, you know, somebody else to talk to that was on right. her level or just right there, you know. So, but then you're right. Once they learn how to talk, then they don't stop.
No, it never, ever. It doesn't. Even when they're sleeping, they still talk.
So, yeah, the 3 weekends in a row. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, it's like Friday night, she'll stay at Mimi's, Grandma's with Mom. And Saturday, she'll be at a friend's house, and I'll get her Sunday night when she comes home at 6 p.m., but has to be in bed at 8:30.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, and that, again, that's tonight.
Yeah.
It's 2 o'clock as we record this thing, and I said, you better be home by 3:30. Mm-hmm. That's when Papa's going to be home, give or take. And you are, I don't care. We have to sit on the couch and eat popcorn and watch whatever YouTube that you choose. We're in. At least it ain't Cocoa Melon, bro.
Oh, no, we're done with that.
Yes.
We're on Cars now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It was the first 65 times.
What did your little boy, he's 5.
Yeah.
Actually, backup question. How is screen time handled in your home?
They don't really, I mean, they love to watch their tablets. We've got Disney Plus. We've got, you know, Netflix that they can watch. The YouTube, there's just so much there that although it's like scheduled to be for young audiences, mm-hmm. there's a lot of just aggressive, you know, conversation and, you know, words like dumb and shut up are on. It's like, so no YouTube. We're just off the YouTube period. If they want to watch something, it's age appropriate Netflix or Disney Plus.
All right. And what's your boy's favorite thing to watch? Growing up,
he likes zombies. Anything Halloween. I don't know why we got on this Halloween shtick, but it's like they could watch Halloween stuff all year
long.
Didn't
he just say I think zombies like worse than dumb and shut up.
Yeah,
but
you ever watched Super Simple Songs with your kids and they have a Halloween theme, just a bunch
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by zombies. All there's, and that's all on YouTube and we just don't watch that stuff anymore. But it sticks and that's always been his favorite thing is the zombie songs. And cars. I mean, I'm a car nerd myself. And so, you know, he likes anything that can do a burnout.
Mm.
Nice. See, I messed up and found Cocoa Melon.
Yeah.
A year and a half ago. And yeah, it was Cocoa Melon all day for a year and a half. And then finally, he's like, cars, these are cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah, his sister gets
165 times later, I'm like, no. Yeah.
Breland usually decides what to watch, and so he does watch a lot of, you know, Frozen and stuff like that just by... yeah, right.
Yeah, he actually picked out Encanto the other night.
Yeah?
I was like, wow, this is different.
Yeah.
This is cool.
It's a good flick.
It's great.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
What did we watch the other night that was... No, my son. Dad, can Avery watch Scream with me?
Yo.
Yeah.
No.
No.
You can't watch it. Wait, you should be asking if you can watch it first. why are you asking if your baby sister? No. And why do you want to watch Scream? It's friggin' February. I don't understand.
Sophie's into Rocky.
Okay. Like,
that calms her down. It's so weird.
Like, yo.
We'll stay up late, and she'll be fussy. I'll throw on Rocky. All of a sudden, she's just like laying there just watching Sylvester Stallone beat the shit out of people. And I'm like, yes, I love it.
Yeah.
Did you try something different by any chance?
We tried. Well, she watches The Challenge. So I was texting TJ Lavin the other day. I'm like, dude, check it out. My little girl loves you. Like, she loves you. Like, your voice soothes her. It's kind of weird. Mm. And he said,
I can't wait to meet her.
Yes,
give
it
her
was.
That JP voice.
Yeah. She is so small.
Hello, Sophie.
I mean, she's tiny.
It's just been a long time since I've
seen her. You haven't met her yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't met her.
What just happened?
I just imagine she's so small.
Yeah, sorry.
Did I miss something?
No, you did. I came by. I had Soph with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chrissy was here, and like Chrissy's like, I need to hold the baby. I'm like, okay, there.
I can't believe JP has a magic.
I know, I suck, dude. I am like the worst friend ever.
Well, that script can be flipped. I haven't made the trip up there yet.
All right,
and the trip up there, it's like going to Grants Pass is terrible or something.
Yeah, I don't even remember what we were. We were down here for something, and it was like a real quick.
Yeah, and you were supposed to come by. For you can give me
it,
something.
It wasn't that day.
Oh, well, then there's been multiple times where he's failed.
No, right. There was only one time
you're right. You are a terrible friend.
I suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when do I get to meet this girl?
She'll be at the Hive for a minute.
Yeah, maybe.
No, we'll she see. Will.
No, the snow.
Oh, yeah. Is unless that, we get 8 inches
of snow. Is that this Friday?
That's this. Yeah. You're coming, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
6 to 9.
Yeah. You're on the
list. It's on my calendar.
Cool. Hopefully. Yep. Yep. Apparently. Now, when this podcast drops and you actually get to see it, the event we are speaking of here will have long passed us by, but they are predicting 2017 levels of snow.
Although I'm going to give Greg Roberts credit, though. Like, so the last one, like a week and a half ago, he was right. He was right on, 100%.
Yeah.
This one, he's saying there's only a 5% possibility. So I'm kind of hoping.
I think you haven't looked at it recently.
I looked at it 3 hours ago.
Okay. Well, here, look, it's still up.
Oh.
Here, you ready?
I just let you. Are you on Greg's page?
Yes.
Okay. Did he change it?
1 hour ago. Here we go. 1,500 feet, which is where we're at right now.
Right.
Everything's going to get pounded.
You said pounded.
Worst case scenario. God, you're so juvenile sometimes, man. Bottom line, the valley floor is where we're at. Could see upwards of 5 to 6 inches. Most likely 3 or 4 that's going to stick. And that's just tomorrow night. Wednesday morning,
I didn't know snow levels
that dropped. That used to be my pickup line.
Snow levels dropped to sea level. It's going to be ridiculous. And literally the one that got me, travel.
Yeah.
Any of the passes. If you want to go south, past Ashland, not happening. You want to go past Grants Pass?
Not happening.
Not happening.
Wow.
And even travel from here to where we're getting to in Grants Pass could be ridiculously slow and painful and weird.
Well, if we get that much snow, they're not going to land the plane. So
sure,
that would just be terrific. And here's to hoping everything goes off.
I know. I think we win either way because it's been 3 years since we've had any snow that sticks on the valley floor. But I would also
that
love the
snicky snow. Snicky is crazy.
I mean, really, it's usually a dusting, and then it goes away by 10 o'clock in the morning, and so
I wouldn't mind it. I wish it wouldn't happen this week because we got a lot of stuff going on with these shows. But
yeah,
and I really want this. I want the Hive show to happen.
Like, yeah,
that's going to be a cool one. Sure. Roseburg, I'm like, it's a 45-minute drive.
That one's going to suck.
We shall see. Nick, have you put together a fast five for Dan Shaddix by any chance?
Sure. Let's just, we'll just go off of memory.
Okay. This is a segment, if you watch the show, fast five. Five all quick questions.
First one.
You can take your time or you can do it quick. That is entirely up to you.
If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
Oh, it would certainly
be. What happened to our TV?
Yeah, no, just raising awareness for cystic fibrosis. I mean, we're close to a cure. Science knows how to do it. Just takes money to get it done. So it'd be, let's find a cure for cystic fibrosis.
Cool. Favorite food to cook for your kids?
I am the breakfast king at my house. And so it's going to be, breakfast sandwiches and, things like that. Pancakes.
Do you make your own Egg McMuffin?
I do. Yeah.
It's my kids love it. And it's so simple. And I tell you what, it tastes better than any McDonald's you've ever had.
For sure. And those are amazing,
Yeah.
But, yeah, the ones at home are even better.
The big secret is finding the proper patty.
Yeah, right. I wish I could figure out how to make a McGriddle because those things are pretty amazing.
Smaller pancakes.
Well, it's like it's inserting the syrup into the pancake
itself.
So it's there. You're not like dripping syrup. You got like little syrup pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to invent that machine first.
Yeah. Or steal one from McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's probably the easier way to do it.
I don't think so. I think that might be a felony too.
Yeah.
Who are you on? Two?
That was two.
Can you
imagine if he had to run this show?
I need to start drinking again. My God. That's terrible.
I do watch the show, and I know the struggle is real with the Fast Five. So.
Yeah, it is real. Shit. You already asked two of my questions.
No, you asked them, for the record.
What's your favorite thing about being a dad? We already covered that.
Oh, right.
What do you hate about being... No, I'm just kidding.
We've already been there, too. All right, are you...
The pressure.
Musician, musically.
Yeah.
Are you more of a sports guy or more of a music guy?
Definitely more of a music guy.
Okay. What is in your car right now? What are you listening to? What is Dan Shattuck listening to right now?
Mostly country.
Okay.
And I do that more because I can listen to country no matter what it is. My kids can be there listening to with me.
Did you see Stapleton's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner?
Wow. Yeah. Better than Whitney Houston's.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had this
That's
exact
a bold statement. Right?
I know, but I felt that it was.
I would agree, but my lady would not, but she had a hard time trying to convince herself that she thought Whitney was. I think just because there's been so much time, I think time will tell.
Yeah.
And I think that will end up being the best rendition of that song
for sure. Ever.
I mean, I was done. That ended. I'm like, we're good.
Yeah.
I don't care about this game. That was woo-wee. And then Rihanna came on grabbing her crotch and smelling her fingers.
Yeah. I was like, what happened here?
Yeah. And while pregnant.
Yeah.
Bad Rihanna. Come on. It's a bad look.
Yeah. Yep.
If you want to come on the show and talk about it, we can't.
Yeah, we're in.
All right. Yeah. Question, since he's not going to finish. One of my most important ones, this is the question, and then we can banter all we want afterwards. If you could impart one piece of wisdom to any dad or soon-to-be dad out there based off your experiences, what would it be?
It would be to embrace the suck. Like, welcome.
Hoorah!
Welcome the challenge, and don't let it get you. It's easy to get your emotions up and to raise your voice and to bark and to be able, you got to figure out a way to fight that and talk in a calm manner, because I know that kids do exactly as what they see. And if you have kids that scream and yell, you've probably been screaming and yelling at them. So that's the best thing I can say to any parent to become, is to always just keep your calm. Power of the calm.
In a rare part two of that question, in fact, it may be a first, Dan, how do you apply that?
Yeah, I don't have any wisdom for you there.
You know what I mean? Because I'm right there with you. I agree. Yeah. I do my best, but my best hasn't come forward a lot lately. Yeah. There's been raising a voice. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, sure.
He was witness to it last night. And it's happening so much that I'm losing my wits sometimes as a dad here on what to do. But, you've helped today. I'm going to go back today and I'm going to make a conscious effort as soon as that anger starts welling up in me and the voice, because I got a pretty intimidating loud yell. I'm just going to talk.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I know that when I do...
I hate doing it so much.
It sucks. So
and the reaction, it hurts them. I don't want to hurt them.
Well, circle back and go apologize. You know, you got to be a big man about that and say, hey, you know what? That was not good. I'm really sorry. I should never have done that. So it gives you opportunity to be apologetic, and they can learn from that too. You know.
There you go. Wise words from Dan Shattuck, owner of Tandem Home. I'm pointing at the TV that is no longer on.
It timed out. But we never do. We never rest.
What was the tagline underneath it? Tandem Home?
Your partner in furniture.
Okay. I read future when I first walked in. I'm like, dude, my partner in the future. Nick's going to be screwed.
That's good.
And then I said, oh, furniture. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't do this episode in a part one and part two, so this is going to end up being one long, good episode. Nick, do you have anything you would like to add before we wrap this thing up?
No, man, I'm good.
Okay, well, one last time, if you're still here, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Again, we're a little bit out of practice when it comes to in-person, but I think it went well. All right?
Yeah, no, I had a great time.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, fantastic.
One more time, let's tell everyone about Tandem Furniture.
Yeah.
And where they can get it, social media stuff, plug it, websites, all that good stuff. This is your moment.
Yeah. So tandemhome.net. Check that out. Our Facebook page is up at Your Furniture Partner. And Jesse at JPS Computers has been fantastic. He's getting our Twitter, our YouTube, and our Instagram going. So thank you, Jesse. You're fantastic. Alex, you too. And we are here hitting the sweet spot in furniture, which is where you get better quality things, but you don't have to spend a fortune to do it. I think that's been severely lacking in the Rogue Valley for, houses that need family furniture. So, that's our hope to see you. And, thank you guys, JP and Nick. Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I don't know if you realized it, but I think you just came up with, if that what already wasn't, the best line in furniture right there. Tandem Home. The sweet spot of furniture.
The sweet spot. Yeah.
I like it.
I think Tandem Home, sweet spot. Maybe it, Maybe a rebrand. No, we got it. Tandem. Tandem it is.
That's in the five of the thousand that might work.
Rebranding is an expensive process. Kidding.
We'll just make it a tagline then. All right, everyone. He is Dan Shaddix, owner of Tandem Home. Come check this place out. It's beautiful. I'm looking right past the camera here into a showroom floor of literally, I want all the couches. But and I was, you know, miffed if you watch the whole episode. Apparently, I'm not getting that couch. But then I worked my way back into a couch by offering my film. We'll talk about that later. If you are watching on the YouTube, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Make sure you like, up, subscribe, comment, do all the things. If you are listening on an audio version, wherever you may be, thank you. Please follow us there as well, whether it's Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, wherever you get them. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Nick, you got something?
I do. Check out our brother podcast, the Rockstar Dad Podcast, with our buddies Jarrett and Gary from Bowling for Soup, anywhere you get podcasts.
Absolutely. Boom.
All right.
And thanks to our sponsors, KTVL, Fox 26, our Lions Not Sheep.
Lions Not Sheep. Redcon 1 and Bucked Up Energy.
Yeah, dude, I met a guy at Bucked Up. Actually, I didn't. Jen did. This is a quick story that I swear I got out one this podcast. It was my son. I think he was somewhere. They're at a store. Is Bucked Up's an energy drink?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we saw the energy drink, and I guess a guy was either delivering it or worked there or was doing demo. Who knows what it was, but he... Sawyer pointed out, he goes, oh, Bucked Up, my dad does dad cast. And he goes, oh, is your dad the kid, the guy that walks around like this? And I'm like, no, he has a beard. He's like, yeah, my dad's got a beard too. He's like, oh, well, he kind of walked like, yeah, that was Nick. Saying how you walk, you know, you got this, you've got to walk with you, man.
Yeah.
It was funny. And I laughed and he said, nope, that's my co-host.
That's when you have big muscles.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. There you have.
Saying.
So thank you to all you guys. We appreciate you. And Dan, man. Thanks for coming on and bearing with us during this episode, man.
That was fantastic. Yeah. Super grateful. This was amazing fun. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
We'll see you all next week. Once again, thanks for your support. We love you all. See ya.
As promised, a quick tour of Tandem Home.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.